Friday, February 11th. President had me come over early this morning at about 9 o'clock. Wanted to get into the basic line for our people to use, mainly that we've got to make the point that the Democrats are, we've got to be careful that the Democrats don't succeed in making the point that they're more for peace than we are. The answer there is that they're prolonging the war and hurting the peace. And the answer with Muskie is, who has the best credentials? Those who stood silently by when we were getting into the war and the deaths were going up, or those who were part of the group and those who were part of the group that got us in, or those who are getting us out? Who are you going to trust? The one who stood by silently while we were getting in and now criticizes the peace, or the one who said he would get us out and is doing so? Somehow, in other words, we've got to get over that we're more for peace than they are. Another problem is they'll hit the point of Nixon trying to keep two in power, and we don't want to get the argument onto this basis. We can't let them make two the issue, and we need to figure out how do we get off of that. We have to make the issue their sabotage of the peace plan and not let the issue be the preservation of two. Paragraph. The other principal point discussed this morning was the upcoming Rogers confrontation. The president feels, again, as he has before, that he may have to bite the bullet on Rogers, but I should talk to him first. Then he backs off of that and says, we've just got to find a way to fuzz it and ride through it till after the election. And I think that's right. I don't see any way that we can bite the bullet on it now. President then adjourned that meeting and shortly later afterwards left with Connally and Beebe for Walker's K for tonight, end of February 11th.